You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hi, my name is Russ, and today is March 15th. Today, we are reading out of the books of Exodus and the Gospel of John. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on God's word and his presence. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of the door frames of the house where they eat the lamb. That same night, they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it until morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it." Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." John chapter 1, verse 39. The Passover celebrates God's miraculous deliverance of his people from slavery in Egypt. The focal point of the ceremony was the sacrifice of a Passover lamb whose blood was placed on the door frames of the house of the Israelites. While God enacted his final plague, the killing of the firstborn of the nation of Egypt, those living in homes marked by blood were spared death. God provided clear specifications for the lamb that could be used at Passover. The lamb had to be a young male without blemish or defect in order to ensure its purity. The lamb was examined for 4 days following its selection. Those animals meeting God's requirements were sacrificed in public, and none of the animal's bones could be broken. The severity of the coming judgment required that the people of God observe this sacrifice with the utmost care. The annual commemoration of the Passover reminded the people both of the faithfulness of God to provide deliverance for his people and of their ongoing need for a substitute to pay the price of their sin deserved. The Passover sacrifice is one of the clearest pictures in the Old Testament of the coming work of Jesus. At the beginning of his earthly ministry, John the Baptist called Jesus the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. His life met the requirements for a Passover sacrifice. He too was a young male, perfect in all ways. He would die in a heinous public death, though none of his bones were broken in the process. Because of Jesus' death, those covered by his blood are spared the coming judgment. New Testament authors refer to Jesus' work using the imagery of the Passover because of the exact way in which Jesus fulfills the divinely orchestrated image of the Passover lamb. Paul calls Jesus the Passover lamb who was sacrificed for his church. His perfect purity and substitutionary death uniquely qualified him to play this role. As the one and only Son of God, he could do what no animal could ever do. He could permanently satisfy the wrath of God on behalf of his people. Let's pray. Jesus, my heart breaks when I think of what you went through for me. You were the perfect, spotless, innocent lamb, and I thank you and worship you for your sacrifice. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.